We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Hei, Sif Chaf Alef. Oysen Shaos Amr Rabbeinu Senez Levracha, Shlo Yisrael Son. When we speak about the women that Chazal said we shouldn't marry, Afilu Ba'asimah V'Shudar, L'Tadohi, they shouldn't live in the same street, and certainly they shouldn't live in the same house. Sif Chabez, Misha Shama Alishta Shizintzai, if somebody heard that his wife had an improper relationship, even though it's not 100% certain, he has to ask a question if he may remain married to her. And therefore, the Pesukim say, and we're going to learn it, that one of the things that a person should avoid doing is avoid making kinu v'stira on his wife. Because you make kinu v'stira on your wife, you may put yourself in a situation that you can't remain with her. Sif Chav Gimel, Ishis Nizgash Mishan Prisas, a woman that was divorced because her husband was concerned about behavior, Ein Royal Adam Kashi Yisrena, it's improper that a person should marry such a woman. Because the Pasuk says, regarding such a case, V'holcha V'hoysa L'ish Acher, it doesn't say L'ish, because the Pasuk is teaching us this second husband is Einoi Ben Zug Lasheni, is not the same. The first person removed a woman who he shouldn't be living with. And this person took such a woman into his home. Sefer Chavdal Ishra B'Deyesel, a woman who has the wrong opinion, has the wrong belief, she Baals Meriva, a woman that's constantly fighting, doesn't act in a modest fashion, which is the way Kibnos Yisrael Sheiris, way kosher, way proper Jewish women act. Mitzvah Lagash, I feel as if a Grecian, even a first marriage should be dissolved for such a situation. Sif Chav Hei, Mitzvah Chamesh Yasi Adam Bonov Abunaisov Samach Li Perkin. A person should marry off his children as soon as possible. And in general, the mitzvah of being involved in Shidduchim is very important. And the Medrash says that we know that the Pasuk says that we should connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezavik Zavugim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and makes pairs together, that's something that we should emulate, try to make shidduchim. And a person should try to marry off his children as soon as possible. Shem yinichem, because if you won't do so, yivo l'day znus or l'day hirur, they could come to act improperly. V'zeh nemar, regarding this, it says, ufakadat anavach v'lesechta, make sure that they shouldn't come to do avera. V'kei mitzchama b'nei Yisrael, and that's the mitzvah shemisha roish ishta ein alechas b'derech yisharab. If somebody sees that his wife is not acting appropriately, v'yesh le'ezer kirve menosh macherim, and maybe is too friendly with different men, shechich oisa, he should talk to her, v'yazer oisa beinoy lebeinoy, v'nachas b'derech tahara, he should speak to her nicely, softly, in the proper way, k'dei lehasar samichshol, that she should stop doing this, u'adricha b'derech yisharab, that she should start following the proper way. But as we said before, don't explicitly say to her, Altistri and Pliny, Vafila Beinoy Lebeino. He shouldn't even say that to her just in the privacy of the home, just when he and she are there. We don't have the Meisoita to know what truth is, to evaluate it. So the best is to try to avoid never say this. And somebody who doesn't care, and he doesn't watch and warn them not to act improperly, and he doesn't constantly supervise, until he can be confident that they don't do averus, such a person is considered a bal averus. As the pasuk says, you have to know that your family is fine. Of karet nevecha v'loy sechta. Sif chavav, We shouldn't make two weddings for two brothers or two sisters in one day. That we don't mix together two different simchas. And moreover, the concern that many say that this represents ein hara, and that's why some have a minig that at a wedding they don't dance with all their children and grandchildren at the same time, because it's a concern of an ayin hara. And there's an opinion that feel b'shvu echad ein l'soysam. Don't make these two weddings in the same week. Rayim and Yaakov Avinu. And the ray is that Yaakov Avinu told Lavan, malishvu zois, let's finish the week of Sheva Brachas with Leah, and then we'll start another week with Rachel. Simakuf mevav min hage tainas chosim v'kala. Sif alav no'agim shah chosim v'kala m'saim b'yom chiposam. The chosim and kala fast on the day of their wedding. And even though normally, if one is accepting a talis upon themselves, a tainus upon themselves, they have to, the day before by mincha, accept the tainus upon themselves. Here, this halacha doesn't apply, because that's already the minig, it's already the established minig that a chassan and kala fast on the day of the wedding. And the halacha, however, is that one could use mouthwash, or could use toothpaste on that day. That's the day that they have forgiveness of the sin. There are other reasons why they fast. One is that they should have datum yushevis. They should be able to be of a clear mind when they go into the chuppah. The other reason is that this is a day of tefillah, and when somebody's fasting, it's a proper way of having Kabbalah's tefillah. If there's chas v'sholem, any decree that they should suffer that time during their life, during that new married life, that tainus takes away any of those chas v'sholem decree. Another pshat is on somebody on his yom chuppah is the day of mishpat, the day that he's judged, so that's why he fasts. Another reason it should be Zeich L'Churban, as we do other things under the Chuppah, Zeich L'Churban. The fasting is also Zeich L'Churban. Another explanation is that somebody's Yom Chuppah is like the day of Matan Torah, and until they received the Torah, they were fasting. And then another reason is that the minig of Tzaddikim, before they ever did a mitzvah, they fasted, just focused on the mitzvah. Here we're going to do such an incredible mitzvah, and therefore one should fast before then. It's also appropriate that on the day of a chasna, chasna kala, should give stock up. And the meaning also in some circles is that on the day of the wedding, the kala sends the chasna a gift of a talis and a kittel that he's going to put on under the chuppah. Vayimrim, the tefillas mincha Anenu said by Mincha, by the Chosim Kala, Kamei B'Sha'a Tadis, like by other fast days. V'noi Gebe B'dinas Elu, Al Minig Ish, Eim Asanim Adlach, Achuppah, they only fast until after the Chuppah. V'im Nisachra Achuppah B'Layla, but if the Chuppah gets delayed into the night, as La'acha Tzeisik Chavim, after Tzeisik Chavim, the Loch is Yichoyim La'azuchel Ezadov, they could eat something. However, V'vad Shal Yishtu Mashda Mashaka, they shouldn't drink anything which is intoxicating. Sibes Brash Khoidish Ubisuchag the Shvus Ubahamisha Osu Baov Uhamisha Osu Bishvat became Bhanakul Bishusha Purim. All these days a Masanan. Many suggest that on Purim cotton. We also, if there's a wedding, we don't fast. Avba Nissan, if there's a wedding in the month of Nissan, Afila Brash Khoidish Nissan, even on Rash Khoidish Nissan Masanan, became Balag Baimur. Unlike Baimur, or Biyam Mishem Berish Chodesh Sivan L'Shvus, or the days between Rish Chodesh Sivan and Shvus, when we have weddings, or Biyam Mishem Ben Yikipurim L'Sukkos Masanin. Sif Gimel, Biyam Mishem Masanin, if one is getting married on a day where we don't fast, Tzrich L'Zor, still, they should be careful, Loi Lirdov Acher Moises Machal Mishten, not to overeat and overdrink, Mekoshkein, and certainly, they shouldn't drink anything which is intoxicating. Kiyesh Oimrim, as we just said, some actually suggest the tamatanis, the whole reason for the fast, is Mishum the Cheshin and Shem Yistakru, We don't want them to be intoxicated. V'loidatim yishevus, and the mind is not clear as they go into the chuppah. Sift out tzrichan chos v'kalom. L'shkadish atzim ma'id ma'id. They should be very careful to sanctify themselves, be konsum l'chuppah as they're about to go to the chuppah. V'yasu tshuva b'yomahu. They should do tshuva on that day. V'fash b'suba seyem. They should examine how they behaved. Miyom hivaldim arayom is from when they were born till today. Bisvadu vivakshim mechila slicha kapar Hashem Yisbarach. They should say vidui and they should ask for mechila and slicha from Hashem. Vimaydim v'oizim. They should no longer do averus. They should admit any averus and accept upon themselves not to do averus anymore. Bischar to charota gemura. They should have full regret b'shivim leiv. Yasku has come chazokim yom v'halo. They should take on in a very serious fashion. Labris Hashem be'emes b'samim to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Uliyosam kedoshim v'tahirim to accept upon themselves kedusha v'tahara. And therefore, just like on Yom Kippur or before Yom Kippur, we ask forgiveness from everybody. So too is what a chosin and kala should do on the day of the chuppah as they read up to the chuppah. And that's why many also have the minig because of this point of Tahara, that the chosin goes to the mikvah on the day of his wedding. And then they should get married. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring the shechina to them. Home is the place of the shechina. The vidu that's said by mincha of the day of a wedding is the vidu as that said similarly at the mincha of Erev Yom Kippur. And the halacha is that even that somebody is getting married on a day that we just identified are days where we don't fast, that doesn't say that still they should say the vidu by the mincha of the day of the wedding.